This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In our farm news today, earlier we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We talked about the crop report released Monday and what it means.
Well, that means a big crop. And so we traded lower early in the overnight session, but we got a lift during European trade, kind of for different reasons. It was primarily because of progress being made with Russian separatists in Ukraine, and they're shipping the bodies to the Netherlands from the downed Malaysian airliners, and that just kind of gave a lift to the whole market. But we've been able to maintain those gains so far. I'm very nervous about how long we'll be able to do it or how much of a bounce we'll be able to get. But basically, steady crop ratings for corn, making them the highest for this time of year since 2004, which was a big crop, and the fifth highest on record for this time of year. Soybean ratings are the highest for this time of year since 1994, which was a bumper crop, and the third highest on record. So overall, the crop's looking very good. We do have a few problem areas. That's keeping us below 1994 levels for the most part. But really, these crops really look good, so rallies are going to be sold, I'm pretty confident.
Will weather be a factor?
Weather is a factor from the standpoint of giving us ideal growing conditions. Now, one thing that may give traders an excuse to correct an oversold condition is the fact that over the next couple of weeks, moisture deficits are going to mount in the western Midwest. Most of the rains are going to favor more central and eastern areas, and the west will be drying out. Temperatures overall will be very mild, so that will reduce the crop stress, but that's something we'll have to watch. So if traders are looking for an excuse in order to correct the market higher short term, they certainly can do so. Historically, in years when we've anticipated record corn yields, the market has put in a near-term low in the final third of July, which we're in the middle of right now, and then taken out that low later in the year. The exception was 2003, when August was less desirable, less favorable for grain development, and so the late July low held in that year. But all the other years, as we go back the last 20 or 30 years, we took out that late July low later in the fall.
In other farm news, for the first 5 months of the year, U.S. pork exports are up 15% in value, 9% in volume. Pork Checkoff Assistant Vice President of International Marketing, Becca Hendricks, says the United States remains competitive globally.
With record pork prices, we were sort of surprised to see the increases year to date, but even though we have record prices, there's still strong demand for pork globally. And our product is still competitively priced. There's a lot of other countries that are dealing with PED and high domestic prices, too. So still pretty competitive for the year.
Mexico is leading the growth so far this year.
We've exported about 612 million pounds to Mexico this year, really driving those high ham prices. We're seeing record high wholesale ham prices. Also, Japan's up 17% for the year. Canada, Korea, Central South America are really a bright spot for the year, specifically Colombia, seeing a huge export to Colombia for the year. So those major markets are really really coming through and buying our product, like I said, even though it's record prices.
This export demand during this time of high prices is rewarding for the pork industry. Ms. Hendricks does expect this business to moderate as the year moves forward.
We're expecting to see lower exports throughout the rest of the year as PED virus is impacting our herd, and we'll see fewer hogs come to market later in the summer and later in the year. So the supplies will be lower. We'll probably even out for the rest of the year. And we're not expecting export final year in numbers to be up over last year, but probably about even because of these strong first 5 months of the year.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or phone 800-456-PORK. The National Pork Board is asking consumers to share their pork bucket list through Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest or Instagram by using hashtag pork bucket list in posts describing pork dishes they want to try. The National Pork Board is then encouraging consumers to begin trying the items on their list and get ideas from watching pork recipes shared by other consumers, food personalities, and chefs. The plan is to surprise a few who participate in this bucket list campaign by helping them check an item off their list. Cargill has announced independent farms that supply it with turkey will stop using growth-promoting antibiotics, some by Thanksgiving and the rest by the end of 2015. Cargill Turkey and Cooked Meats President Ruth Kimmelshue says consumer research shows people are more interested in where their food comes from and how it is produced. Ms. Kimmelshue says Cargill believes ending the use of growth-promoting antibiotics in turkeys is an important step that provides consumers with nutritious, affordable options. The Sugar Creek United Methodist Church is having a Community Ag Day. It will be held Thursday evening from 4 until 7. For more information, phone 217-691-8235, or you can email Catherine, CATHRYN.Ayers, AYERS4@gmail.com. Reporting for Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.